Now a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the blue outline of a castle. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures. Now in animation, lightning flashes in a dark jungle. Words appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents. Firelight flickers over a title carved in wood. Tarzan. Now in a lifeboat suspended in the air by ropes, a wide-eyed baby huddles in his mother's arms. On a burning ship, a man struggles to lower the lifeboat. A pulley breaks off and knocks him over. The lifeboat falls into the water below. The man leaps out of the flames and dives into the water. The woman helps him climb aboard, and they hug.
Put your faith in what you most believe in. Two worlds, one family. Trust your heart, let fate decide to guide these lives we see.
As the flaming ship sinks, lightning flashes light up land ahead. In the trees, a baby gorilla plays with its mother and father.
A simple life. And within this, softly tread the sand below your feet now.
Daytime. On a sandy shore, footprints lead away from the empty lifeboat. In his mother's arms, the baby points to a tall tree on a ridge. His father rubs him on the head. The mother gorilla bounces her baby playfully into the air. Back at the tree, the shipwrecked couple builds a house on the highest branch. Nighttime. The baby gorilla chases a frog as its parents sleep. A leopard creeps through the jungle. It snarls at the baby, and the little gorilla runs for its life. The leopard pounces. The baby's parents race to the rescue. Too late.
No words describe a mother's tears. No words can heal a broken heart. A dream is gone, but where there's hope.
The mother gorilla Kala runs through the jungle.
Two worlds, one family. Trust your heart, let fate decide to guide these lives we see.
Kala spots the treehouse. Now Kala pushes open the door. In the doorway, she looks warily around at overturned furniture. Slowly, Kala enters, walking on all fours. Wind blows a curtain hanging in a broken window. Resting her weight on the knuckles of her strong hands, Kala steps over a double-barreled shotgun and empty bullet shells lying on the floor. She blinks her alert brown eyes as she takes careful steps through the house. The bodies of the shipwrecked couple lie on the floor. Dried leaves blow over bloody paw prints. Eyes wide, Kala stumbles backwards. She trips over a framed photograph. In the picture, the young mother stands next to her tall husband. She holds their brown-haired baby in her arms. Behind a trunk, something squirms under a blue blanket. Kala eyes the bundle curiously. Cautiously, Kala pulls off the blanket. It's the baby. They look at each other. Kala leans over and sniffs the baby. The green-eyed baby reaches for her. Lifting him by one leg, Kala dangles him upside down. She lays the wiggling baby tummy down in the soft hand-like sole of her gigantic foot. She sniffs the diaper and makes a face. The baby blows bubbles. Kala pops the bubbles. The baby rubs Kala's nose, then sticks his fists in her big nostrils. The baby's tiny pink fingers stroke the gorilla's huge brown hand. Kala smiles and cradles the baby. He yawns and curls up against her. As Kala holds him close, a tail dangles over her shoulder. A spotted leopard crouches on a beam overhead. The beast jumps. Kala runs, holding the baby tight. The powerful cat knocks them through a wooden wall. They fall, landing on a tent that shades a deck. The leopard shreds the cloth and they tumble onto the deck. The huge cat claws Kala across the face. She drops the baby. The leopard chases after him as he slides off the deck and rolls down a rope net bridge. Kala tackles the cat. Swiping her, the leopard breaks free and jumps onto the net. The baby rolls to a stop under a hole in the deck's floorboards. The leopard stalks closer. Kala tries to grab the baby, but she can't reach him. The leopard jumps and the baby pops into the air. Kala catches his diaper. She tries again and again to pull him through the hole, but he won't fit. The leopard swipes at the baby, but misses. Kala slides the diaper along a gap between two boards, moving the baby under the deck. At the edge, she lifts him up and into her arms. The leopard rips through the floorboards and crawls up onto the deck. Just as it leaps, Kala jumps into the lifeboat, which dangles from a rope that's looped over a pulley. As the boat plunges to the ground, the leopard gets tangled up in the fast-moving rope. Kala hops out of the boat and scampers away, holding the baby close to her heart. She glares back. Now, Kala's mate, Kerchak, leads the gorilla family through the jungle. Riding on an adult's back, a tiny gray gorilla with a crest of spiky hair points.
Mama, look! Look over there!
Kala walks toward them. Kerchak's eyes widen.
Are you all right, dear?
I'm fine. No, really, honestly. It's just that I got a little bit sidetracked.
They see the baby.
Well, isn't that,
The young gray gorilla scrambles over to the baby and sizes him up.
Yeah, it's freaky looking, okay? That's what it is.
Turkina!
Well, it is. I mean, what the heck is it anyway?
He's a baby.
Kala hands the baby to Turk. The baby ruffles her spiky hair, and the little gorilla smiles.
So where's his mama?
Well, I'm going to be his mother now.
As the family gapes at Kala, Kerchak walks up. The others move aside.
You know, he's not so bad once you get used to him.
Kerchak eyes the baby.
Kala's gonna be its mother now.
Turk hands the baby to Kala, and Kerchak sniffs him.
Kerchak, I saved him from Sabor.
Kala, it won't replace the one we lost.
I know that, but he needs me.
But Kala, look at it. It's not our kind. No. You have to take it back.
Take him back? But he'll die.
If the jungle wants him, then...
I want him.
Kala, I cannot let you put our family in danger.
Does he look dangerous to you?
The massive leader pounds his chest, then glares at his mate. Kala meets his gaze with soulful eyes. Kerchak softens.
Was it alone?
Yes. Sabor killed his family.
Are you sure?
Yes. There are no others.
Then you may keep him.
Kerchak, I know he'll be a good son.
I said he could stay. That doesn't make him my son. We will nest here for the night.
As Kerchak turns away, Kala looks down at the baby. Turk moves in for one more peek.
So, what's he gonna call it?
I'm gonna call him Tarzan.
Tarzan? Okay, he's your baby.
All right,
Turk's mom scoops her up.
It's way past your nest time.
Oh, Mom.
No.
5 more minutes?
No.
2 more minutes?
No.
Turk rides away on her mother's back. Kala lifts Tarzan gently onto her back. He slides and she catches him.
Oh, no. Shh. Don't cry. I'm here. Come on. Come, stop your crying. It'll be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry.
For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore.
At night, Kala curls up with Tarzan.
You'll be in my heart. No matter what. You'll be here in my heart, always.
Always.
In a treetop nest, Kala cuddles Tarzan as they sleep. Dawn. Beside a stream, bell-shaped morning glories bloom as they warm in the sunlight. In her nest, Kala stirs with a sleepy smile. She searches the leaves around her with quick pats. A 6-year-old boy wearing a loincloth hangs from vines. Kala jumps.
I sure scared you, Mom.
Oh, you sure did. Can't you imitate any quieter animals?
Oh, Mom, they're no fun. Want to see me be a leopard?
Why don't you just come up with your own sound?
Tarzan's long, tangled hair flies as he leaps by some gorillas. Tarzan runs head-on into Kerchak and bounces off his leg.
Oops.
Kerchak glares at him. Turk barrels over.
Tarzan! Oh, thank goodness you're all right! Kala and I have been so worried! Thank you. Thank you so much for finding him, Kerchak. You are such a wise and caring leader.
Run.
Tarzan races after Turk.
Hello! Are you thick in the head?
What?
How many times do I have to tell you? If you want Kerchak to like you, stay away from him.
Hey, come on, Turk, step on it.
First one there's a dung beetle.
Yeah, the first one's gotta eat it.
Turk, can I come?
Well, yeah, you could if you could keep up, but... you know, you can't really keep up. Wait up, guys! Wait up! Right behind you!
Alone, Tarzan drops his head sadly, then raises it with a determined stare. Now on a cliff, one young gorilla makes another hit himself with his own fist.
Stop it yourself!
Turk runs up.
The fun has arrived! Thank you very much.
Hey, what took you so long?
Little pest control problem, but it's all taken care of.
Tarzan bowls her over.
Hi, guys.
Turk, what is this? Some kind of joke?
Tell me I'm not looking at the hairless wonder.
Well, Turk said I could come along if I could keep up.
Oh, no.
No, Turk.
No.
I'll handle this, guys, okay?
Listen, buddy, come here. We got a tiny little itsy-bitsy problem here, okay? Personally, I'd love to hang out with you. You know I would, but the guys, they need a little convincing, you know?
Okay, what do I gotta do?
Do? What do you gotta do? Oh, it's so stupid.
What?
Well, you gotta go get a hair.
A hair?
Yeah, a hair, uh-huh. An elephant hair.
Below in a lake, two elephants fight.
An elephant hair?
Like I said, it's stupid, right? Listen, take it from me. Go home, okay? Who needs this aggravation, you know? I'm probably gonna leave soon myself. You go, I'll catch up, all right? You see? Leave it to me. I told you. Tarzan!
Tarzan dives over the cliff. He plunges hundreds of feet down and belly flops.
Oh, that one hurt him.
Tarzan sinks underwater and lands on the nose of a hippopotamus. Its eyes spring open. Tarzan backpedals as the huge round animal swims past. A school of black and white striped fish follows Tarzan as he swims.
Look! Oh! Oh! There he is! He's alive!
Hey, guys!
Hi!
Oh, no! No, no, no! No! Come back! Come back!
Yeah, this guy's great! Hey, if he lives, you should bring him around more often.
Come on! Let's go get a better seat.
In the lake, Tarzan swims up behind a herd of wading elephants. A little one stands on shore.
Mom, are you sure this water's sanitary? It looks questionable to me.
It's fine, honey.
Ugh. But what about bacteria?
Tantor, can't you see Mummy's talking?
Little Tantor spots Tarzan.
Watch out! There's something swimming! It's coming right at you!
Lenny, Mummy's losing her patience.
But this time I really see something!
Oh, boy.
Piranha! It's a piranha!
Sweetheart, there are no piranhas in Africa.
Shh, don't tell the kid that. Of course there are piranhas in Africa.
No, she's right. They're native to South America.
Tarzan leaps out of the water and tries to grab the tail of an elephant.
Ah, it's right behind you! Run!
Oh, for the last time, honey, there are no piranhas in...
My butt!
I told you!
There's something on my butt!
Tarzan hangs onto the elephant's tail.
What is that?
It's a piranha!
Tarzan falls into the water. They watch him come up for air. The panicked elephants run. Tarzan struggles to get out from under their huge feet.
He's dead.
We're dead!
The elephants race for shore. The young gorillas run ahead of them into the jungle. The herd stampedes through the gorilla family's nest. A frightened baby dodges the pounding feet. Kerchak goes after him. He hands the baby to his mother.
Oh, thank you, Kerchak.
At the lake, Turk pulls an unconscious Tarzan onto shore.
Tarzan, buddy! Buddy, come on, Tarzan! Don't die on me! Don't die on me! You weren't supposed to do it!
Get away from there! Don't you know a piranha can strip your flesh in seconds?
What? He's not a piranha! He's... He's alive! He's alive! He's alive!
He's alive!
He's alive! You idiot! You nearly gave me a heart attack! You happy?
Uh-huh.
You... I don't believe it. You got the hair?
Is that what this is all about? I got a whole tail of them.
Tantor, the baby elephant, swishes his tail.
No.
Who's that?
My mom.
Tarzan.
Hi.
Hi, Aunt Kala.
Oh, you scared me. What happened?
Well,
It's sort of a long... It's involved, because what happened, it was a weird...
What happened?
It was my fault, Kerchak.
Tarzan.
We were playing, and, well, I'm sorry, Kerchak.
You almost killed someone.
But it was an accident.
He's only a child.
That's no excuse, Kala. You can't keep defending him.
But he'll learn.
He will never learn. You can't learn to be one of us.
Because you never give him a chance.
Give him a chance? Kala, look at him. He will never be one of us.
Kerchak. Tarzan.
Tarzan wiggles out of his mother's protective arms and runs off on all fours. Kala blinks her eyes sadly. Nighttime. At the falls, streams of water spill over rocky cliffs. Hundreds of feet below, Tarzan squats in a quiet pool fringed with leafy plants. A lock of hair droops over one eye as his chest heaves. Gritting his teeth, he clenches his fists and pounds the water. He sees the reflection of himself in the water and frowns. He smears handfuls of mud onto his pink face and chest. Now he sees the reflection of a brown-faced gorilla. It's Kala.
Tarzan, what are you doing?
Why am I so different?
Because you're covered with mud, that's why.
No! Kerchak said I didn't belong
Close
in the...
Close your mouth.
Kerchak said I don't belong in the family.
Never mind what Kerchak said.
But...
Hold still.
Look at me!
I am Tarzan. And do you know what I see? I see two eyes, like mine, and a nose somewhere. Ah, here. Two ears. And let's see, what else?
Two hands?
That's right.
Tarzan places his small pink hands against Kala's thick brown ones. He pulls his hands away and gazes sadly at them.
Close your eyes. Now forget what you see. What do you feel?
She puts his hand on his chest.
My heart.
Come here.
He snuggles against her chest.
Your heart.
See? We're exactly the same. Kerchak just can't see that.
I'll make him see it. I'll be the best ape ever.
Oh, I bet you will.
Now in a tree, Kerchak glances back as Tarzan climbs up behind him. As the boy slides down the slippery tree trunk, Turk reaches down and catches him. Snapping crocodiles. Later, he throws a spear. It skewers pieces of fruit, then sticks in a tree above Kerchak. Fruit juice slops over the gorilla's head and down his silver back. Playfully flings the boy into the air. As Tarzan spins, he grows older.
In learning you will teach, and in teaching you will learn. You'll find your place beside the ones you love. Oh, and all the things you dreamed of, the visions that you saw. Well, the time is rolling in now. It's your claim it all. Son of man, look to the
Kolchak leads the gorillas through the jungle. Tarzan, now a full-grown man, surfs the tree branches above them. In the jungle, adult gorillas snack on berries and play with their babies. From behind bushy green leaves, Tarzan spies on a gorilla as she peels fruit. On all fours, he creeps up behind her.
Don't even think about it.
How'd you know it was me?
I'm your mother. I know everything. Now, where have you been?
I thought you knew everything.
Turk shoves him down.
Hey, Auntie Kay. You're looking remarkably groomed today.
Hello, Turk.
Tarzan and Turk, now fully grown, playfully wrestle. Kerchak scowls as they roll past. They bang into Tantor's huge behind. The elephant towers over them.
It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. No, somebody's gonna get hurt here.
Ramp in the camp. Okay, okay, you win. Ow, ow, okay, you win. Oh, down here, yo, huh? Let go.
Sorry, Turk.
What kind of animal are you?
You know, I've been thinking lately that maybe Tarzan could be some subspecies of elephant.
Frowning, Tarzan squints at the thick jungle.
Listen, think about it. He enjoys a peanut. I enjoy a peanut.
He looks nothing like you.
A leopard shoots out of the thicket. As it chases Tarzan up a tree, the gorillas scatter. Kerchak grabs the beast by the tail and flings it down. It pounces on Kerchak, biting at his neck. The gorilla rips it off his back, then falls face down. Tarzan watches in horror as the leopard circles the fallen leader. As the cat charges, Tarzan swings in on a vine and kicks it square in the belly. Kerchak struggles to rise as Tarzan and the leopard face off. Crouching, the muscular young man holds a 6-foot-long spear. The cat leaps. Tarzan pole vaults onto the root of a huge tree and climbs, the leopard on his heels. Tarzan looks around watchfully, grabs a vine and swings around the tree trunk to a mossy branch. The leopard sails down from overhead. Tarzan blocks it with his spear and knocks the animal to a lower branch. Baring his teeth, Tarzan leaps down and the two square off. The leopard springs. Tarzan winces as claws slash his chest. The beast swats at the spear, breaking off its knife point. The knife plummets to the clearing below. Tarzan shoves the spear's handle sideways into the cat's mouth, then bounds to another tree. He dives behind a tangle of branches. The cat claws at him. Tarzan jams a piece of bark between a branch and the animal's paw, trapping it. Tarzan jumps to the ground and grabs the knife. The cat tackles him, and they both crash through a carpet of branches. In the trees, the gorillas lean forward wide-eyed. As the leopard's spotted hide appears, Kala flinches. Tarzan throws the lifeless beast aside and crawls out of the pit. Tarzan's strong muscles ripple as he lifts the leopard's carcass high above his head. Kala smiles proudly as the gorilla family gathers around her son. Tantor the elephant and Turk join the group.
Okay, everybody, move aside, out of my way. Best friend coming through. That would be me. And you? Don't make a habit of that, okay? There are other ways of getting attention, you know?
I'll try to remember that.
All right. And I was right behind you.
On a hill, Kerchak watches. Tarzan looks up and sees him. Kerchak turns and takes a few steps as the young man comes up behind him, carrying the dead leopard in his arms. Tarzan lays the beast respectfully at Kerchak's feet, then backs away and squats down. The gorilla family moves in to watch as their leader gazes at the leopard. Kerchak looks deeply into Tarzan's eyes. They look off into the distance.
What was that?
Hey, it wasn't me, I swear. Okay, maybe it was.
Everyone, let's move.
As the gorillas and Tantor retreat into the jungle, Tarzan heads in the opposite direction. In a bamboo grove, he leaps onto a tree branch and sniffs the air. He jumps down to the ground and discovers broken bamboo stalks. Brushing aside some leaves, he finds a shotgun shell as long as his finger. He taps the metal tube with a fingernail. He picks up the shell and smells it, then licks it. Tarzan leaps onto the crook of a wide branch and squints down at the ground. As something moves below, tall trees fall aside. Tarzan swoops to another tree, skates down its mossy bark to the ground, then peeks through leafy bushes.
When I knew I was born for Africa, and Africa was created for...
Tarzan gapes at a man swinging a machete. The man aims a shotgun. A thin mustache twitches above his sneering lips.
Clayton!
A short, white-haired man cowers behind Clayton.
What is it? What is it, Clayton? Are we in danger?
I thought I saw something.
Is it a hippopotamus amphibious? Or a rhinoceros bighorn?
Professor, don't move!
Oh, right.
Daddy?
A young woman squeezes through a patch of bamboo stalks.
Daddy, what's all the hullabaloo about?
The bamboo snaps back on her.
Ow! What is it, Daddy?
Clayton asked me not to move. He saw something.
Wearing a yellow dress and carrying a parasol, the woman walks up behind Clayton.
I moved.
Mr. Clayton. Sorry, excuse me. But my father and I came on this expedition to study gorillas, and I believe your shooting might be scaring them off.
You hired me to protect you, Miss Porter, and protect you I shall.
And you're doing a marvelous job of it, but we only have a short time before the ship returns, you see, and then we're just...
Jane! Jane, do you realize what you're standing in? A gorilla's nest!
Yeah. Daddy!
Last! Our first signing days!
Do you think the beast could be nearby?
Tarzan hangs over Clayton's shoulder, then moves out of sight.
Not very far, anyway.
Daddy, look! Over there and there!
Yes, more nests! I see
just
them!
Predicted.
Oh, family groups!
Oh, Jane, I love you!
Family groups? Excuse me, but these are wild beasts. It would sooner tear your head off than look at you.
On the contrary, Mr. Clayton. Daddy's theory is that these are social creatures.
Clayton shoots into the treetops, straddling branches. Tarzan freezes.
Mr. Clayton, please. What if it's a gorilla?
It's no gorilla.
The three glance up at the treetops.
Perhaps we should press on.
Yes, indeed. Now, we should keep heading west.
As the men forge ahead, Jane follows slowly, looking up. A papaya falls and bonks her safari helmet. A tiny monkey scrambles down a tree trunk to the ground. The baby bites the fruit.
Are you what all the fuss was about?
Daddy! Daddy, quick!
Wait, hold still.
Jane sketches in a book as Tarzan watches from above.
One sweet little...
The baby jumps up onto Jane's shoulder.
Huh. There you go. What do you think?
She shows him a drawing of himself. He grabs the book and takes off. Jane follows, gathering pages as they float by. Tarzan swipes one. The tiny monkey throws all the pages into the air except one. Smiling at it, he smooths back his hair.
Give me that! Oh, come on now, enough of this. I want this paper on the count of three. One, two... Oh, look, bananas!
As the baby looks away, Jane snatches the paper.
I can't believe you fell for that one. No, no, don't give me those crocodile tears. What would your parents have to say?
In a tree, fierce red-eyed monkeys bare their teeth.
You see, I told you they'd be cross. Go easy on him. Children will be children.
Jane trips and falls. She scrambles to her feet and runs as an army of monkeys swoops down and gives chase. Tarzan glides above them, swinging from vine to vine. With the monkeys at her heels, Jane leaps off a cliff. From above, a strong hand catches her waistband, and she flies through the air. She looks up and sees Tarzan. A monkey gnaws on her foot. She whacks him with her parasol, and he falls, taking her boot with him. Tarzan lands on a branch with Jane in his arms.
Put me down! Put me down!
No, pick me up!
The monkeys charge. Jane leaps into Tarzan's arms. Holding her tightly, Tarzan surfs along the tree's mossy branches, then spirals down a coil of vines. More monkeys head them off. Jane holds her yellow parasol in front of them like a shield. Monkeys bounce off like giant raindrops. A monkey jumps onto Jane's shoulders. She pushes it off with her parasol. The curved handle catches on a vine, spinning Jane around and around. Monkeys swarm all over her. She falls head first. Tarzan's strong feet clasp her bare foot. As he swings her away, monkeys hanging from her parasol smash against a thick branch. Tarzan and Jane slide into a dead tree's column of bark. Monkeys funnel in after them. The brittle bark shears off as a massive branch breaks in half. Monkeys fall with Tarzan and Jane. Holding on to Jane, Tarzan grabs a vine. It acts like a rubber band, springing them both back up into the tree. Tarzan presses Jane against the trunk as another branch falls past them, taking monkeys with it. Using Jane's parasol as a parachute, an angry monkey floats by. The baby sits on its furry head. Tarzan answers, gesturing, and pulls out the drawing tucked into Jane's waistband. He hands it to the baby, who snatches it and smiles.
I'm in a tree with a man who talks to monkeys.
Jane stretches one foot to another tree.
Oh, I can't do this. I can't. Oh, this is good. This is very good.
She windmills her arms as she tries to stand up.
One, two.
She's stretched like a board between the two trees.
It can't get any worse, can it?
It starts to rain.
Obviously it can.
She spots Tarzan climbing up beneath her and loses her grip. Tarzan plinks her chest with his finger. She falls back safely onto a branch.
Stay back. Don't come in. Don't come any closer. Please, don't.
He wiggles her toes.
What are you doing? please don't.
He touches her skirt.
No, get off. Get off. Get off.
She kicks him.
It serves you right. Now, you stay away from me like a very good wild man. You stay. I'm warning you. My father won't take kindly to you. No, that's close enough.
He touches her face.
How dare you?
As she tries to smack him, he grabs her hand. Tarzan's eyes widen as he examines her white-gloved fingers. Gently, he pulls off the glove. He gazes in awe at her outstretched hand. Slowly, he places his larger hand against hers. His green eyes look deeply into her green eyes. He moves closer. He rests his ear on her chest. He pulls her head down to his heart.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
She pulls back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. It's a lovely heartbeat. It's very nice.
Jane smooths her wispy red hair.
It's very nice.
Oh, thank you. I can't do a thing with it in this humidity, though. It's... You do speak. And all this time I thought you were just a big, wild, quiet, silent person thing. Why didn't you tell me? I mean, I must say I'm rather curious who you are. I mean, I'd love to...
Tarzan stops her mouth with his fingertips.
Tarzan. Tarzan.
Tarzan. Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. Tarzan? Oh, I see.
He taps himself, then Jane.
No. I'm Jane.
No. I'm Jane.
No. Jane. Tarzan. Jane.
Jane.
Exactly. Clayton!
They stare off into the distance.
Clayton!
Extraordinary. Please, can you take me to my camp? Yes, Clayton! Wonderful! Come here. Can't we walk?
Tarzan takes Jane swinging on a vine. Elsewhere, Turk, Tantor, and their friends search the jungle.
Where are you?
Let's hope we find them before Krikrak does.
Maybe not.
We found something more interesting.
What are you, nuts? What could be more interesting than us?
Hey, what's everybody looking at?
Clayton's camp. A clock. A tent. A teapot.
The horror! It's gruesome. Hide me!
Pull yourself together. You're embarrassing me. Huh? These things aren't alive.
I know that.
Tarzan?
Hello?
What kind of primitive beasts are responsible for this mess?
Turk hits a typewriter key.
Oh!
She does it again.
Wow! Come here, you guys! Come here! Look at this!
What is that?
Hey!
Funny. Wow. It's...
Ooh. An ape smashes a plate.
Do it again.
Like this?
Another ape rips a page out of a book.
Yeah! Rip it! Ding! I love that part. Let me hear it, big fella. Now, hit it!
Turk plucks a clothesline.
Yeah!
Then dings an oil lamp.
Oh!
Nice. What the heck?
Turk throws a Victrola speaker. It sticks in Tantor's trunk.
Now, hit it! Come on, Tantor! Oh, I love it. Stay with me, fellas. I feel something happening here.
As Tantor blows into the Victrola speaker, the others bang on teacups, pots, and pans. With a skeleton.
Boom. Yeah!
In the jungle, Kerchak turns. Elsewhere, Clayton and the professor turn. Back in camp, gorillas climb a flagpole and spin down to the ground. Gorillas bounce on tents and break apart barrels of food. Turk does somersaults on Tantor's back as the elephant dances. Tarzan and Jane swing into camp. It's a mess.
Gorillas!
Jane gazes wide-eyed as Tarzan lopes into camp. Grinning, Turk tackles him and they wrestle playfully.
He's one of them.
Turk's mouth drops open as she stares at Jane in her yellow dress. Jane slowly reaches her hand toward Turk. Tarzan smiles. Suddenly, Kerchak appears behind Jane.
Oh, my...
Jane falls. The massive gorilla leans over and sniffs her. Jane grabs a frying pan and holds it up. The shiny bottom reflects Kerchak's sharp teeth. The ape gives Jane a final sniff, then moves on. Tantor scoops up Turk in his trunk and whisks her away. Tarzan starts to follow, then looks back at Jane. Kala tugs urgently on Tarzan's arm.
Jane!
Tarzan and Kala run into the jungle.
Jane! Where are you? Jane! Oh, Jane! Oh, thank goodness.
Good heavens, what happened?
Are you all right? We've been everywhere looking for you.
Oh, my goodness! Daddy! I was walking.
Yes.
Little baby monkey, and I drew a picture.
Yes, go on.
Suddenly, the monkey starts crying.
Oh, poor
thing. When I turn around, and there's a whole fleet of them.
What? Of what?
There's an army of monkeys.
Monkeys?
Huge tree full of them.
Monkeys?
Screaming at me.
Oh. Now, that's Therapeuticus Bohunus. She's very good at this.
Oh, really?
Terrified. Suddenly, I was swinging in the vines, up in the air.
With the monkey?
Swinging, yes. Flying. I was in the air.
In the air, yes, I know.
And they were all surrounded.
What did you do?
And Daddy, they took my boot.
They took? Those are the ones I bought.
And I was saved. I was saved by a flying wild man in a loincloth.
Loincloth? Good Lord.
What is she talking about?
I hadn't the foggiest idea. Takes after her mother, you know. She'd come up with stories like that. Not about men in loincloths, of course, but...
Oh, and there were gorillas.
Gorillas? The gorillas? Where, Jane? Where?
He left with them.
Who, dear? Who?
Tarzan.
Tarzan?
The ape man.
In the jungle, Kerchak holds a meeting.
Everyone, we will avoid the strangers. Do not let them see you and do not seek them out.
They mean us no harm, Kerchak.
Tarzan, I don't know them.
But I do. I've spent time with them.
You may be willing to risk our safety, but I'm not.
Why are you threatened by anyone different from you?
Protect this family and stay away from them.
Scowling, Tarzan walks away on all fours.
Tarzan, for once, listen to Kerchak.
Why didn't you tell me there were creatures that looked like me?
Tarzan clambers up a tree and sits alone. At the camp, Jane makes a chalk drawing of Tarzan on her blackboard.
Well, he didn't stand upright. He sort of crouched like that.
Really?
And he supported his weight on his knuckles.
On the See? Knuckles?
Oh. Exactly like a gorilla.
Extraordinary.
Oh, it was amazing. And he bends his elbows out like this, and then he walks like this.
Oh, I see. Ooh. Like Aunt Isabel. This is capital. Oh, Janie Jane, what a discovery. A man with no language, no human behavior.
And no respect for personal boundaries.
How do you mean?
He was this close, Daddy. Staring at me. He seemed confused at first, as if he's never seen another human before. His eyes were intense and focused, and I've never seen such eyes.
Oh, shall I leave you and the blackboard alone for a moment?
Daddy, stop it. The point is, think of what we could learn from him. We must find him.
Oh, Professor, you are here to find gorillas, not indulge some girlish fantasy.
Fantasy? I didn't imagine him. Tarzan is...
Tarzan drops in.
Real.
Clayton aims a shotgun. Jane pushes it away.
Tarzan!
Professor, Jane, stand back!
Wait!
No!
Clayton. Huh? Clayton.
Have we met? How does he know my name?
He thinks it means the sound of a gunshot.
Jane.
Yes, hello. Tarzan.
I see what you mean about those personal boundaries.
What's he doing?
Tarzan mimics Clayton's stance.
Look at him, Jane. Moves like an ape, but looks like a man. He could be the missing link.
Or our link to the gorillas.
Yes.
Where are the gorillas?
Tarzan pulls Clayton's mustache.
Gorillas! Gorillas!
Shouting won't help, Mr. Clayton. He doesn't understand English.
I'll make him understand. If I can teach a parrot to sing God Save the Queen, I can certainly teach this savage a thing or two.
Clayton draws a gorilla with chalk.
Gorilla!
Tarzan fingers the chalk.
Gorilla! Oh, he's
got it!
Gorilla!
Tarzan scribbles.
Gorilla!
Perhaps not.
No! Give me that! No!
Mr. Clayton, I think I'll take it from here. Jane shows slides of an ape, a man, and a couple dancing. Later, Tarzan swings Jane into a frolicking dance, then gazes in awe at a slide of the planets in space.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something, and yet nothing to me. Oh, I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close, and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me.
Tarzan reads words in a book. See Jane run. Now he rides a bicycle along thick tree branches.
Every gesture, every move that she makes makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? Ooh, these emotions I never knew of some other world far beyond this place. Beyond the trees of all
starry sky. Jane joins Tarzan in the treetops. Grinning with joy, she swings on a vine. Her vine twists around Tarzan's, bringing them close together. They gaze deeply into each other's eyes.
We wasted all this time on what he wants. The boat could arrive any day. Now ask him straight out.
Daytime at camp.
Tarzan, will you take us to the gorillas? Do you understand?
I understand.
Oh, good work, Jane.
Well?
I can't.
What?
Why not, Tarzan?
Kerchak.
I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me.
Tarzan looks at a slide, a man offering a bouquet of flowers to a woman, then glances at Jane sleeping in a chair. Later, he picks a real bouquet as Turk and Tantor watch.
Oh, Turk, I've never seen him so happy.
I give it a week.
Later, Tarzan walks into camp as burly sailors dismantle tents.
I caught a loose!
Oh, come on, Charlie. All right, move it, you field rat!
Keep howl at! Wait, please, don't take... I've waited 30 years for this, and I won't leave until I see a gorilla. Oh, isn't this dreadful, Tarzan? No, wait.
Jane and Clayton with the ship's captain.
You're the captain! Just tell them you've had engine trouble and give us 2 more days.
And be late at every port from here to London?
We'll have come all this way for nothing.
I'm sorry, Miss Porter, but I simply can't do it.
This is your fault. I should have followed my instincts and set traps for the beasts.
Don't you think I'm disappointed about the gorillas? You are absolutely impossible.
Tarzan, I was so afraid that you wouldn't come in time. The boat's arrived. the boat that's come to take us home to England. And Daddy and I were wondering, well, I was wondering, well, we really hope that you'll come with us, won't you?
Go to England today, come home tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, you see, it would be very difficult to come back. Ever.
Not come back?
Oh, no. I know it sounds awful, but you belong with us. With people.
Jane must stay with Tarzan.
What? Stay here? Oh, don't, my laundry. No, I can't stay. Look, I've got... I was my father and...
Jane, but stay.
What?
Please.
He holds out a flower.
But I can't.
She runs away.
Women. How typical. Thank you, Jones. Even if you hadn't grown up a savage, you'd be lost. There are no trails through a woman's heart.
Jane is going.
Yes. If only she could have spent more time with the gorillas. She's so disappointed. Crushed, really. Sorry, old boy. Oh, well. I'd best get Jane's things to the ship.
Clayton. If Jane sees gorillas, she stays?
Say, that's why she came, isn't it?
I'll do it.
Good man. Snipes!
Sir?
Get the boys together. There's going to be a change in plans.
Later.
Turk, all you have to do is get Kerchak out of the way.
What?
Well, I'd be happy to get Kerchak.
Hey, shut your trunk and get me out of here. Can you believe that guy drops us like a newborn giraffe? Kaplop! Now waltzes in here and expects us to just...
Turk, I'm asking you as a friend.
With the face and the eyes and the... All right! But don't make me do anything embarrassing.
Later.
I'm gonna kill him!
Turk wears a dress like Jane's. Tantor wears a hat like the professor's on his trunk.
I thought it was a little revealing and kind of... How does she move in this thing?
Kerchak chases Turk and Tantor. Meanwhile, Tarzan leads Jane, her father, and Clayton through deep jungle. As Tarzan climbs over a ridge, Kala sees him and smiles. Her face drops as her son helps Jane climb up.
Look, Daddy.
Where? Jane.
Be careful, Professor.
She's beautiful.
She's my mother.
This is your mother.
Tarzan crouches. Kala backs up fearfully.
What's happening?
I don't know, Daddy.
Oh, it's getting away!
No, it'll only frighten her more.
Jane crouches too.
What are you doing?
Do you want to frighten them off? Get up!
Don't get up.
Clayton gazes into the treetops. Slowly, the gnarled branches fill with gorillas. A strong male with muscular arms roosts on a thick branch. Nearby, a mother hugs her young gorilla. Jane gazes in wonder as the family peers down at her. Tarzan smiles. The professor faints. Three babies eye Jane.
Hello?
Ooh,
It's very nice to meet you, too.
One gorilla sniffs the professor.
Your Majesty, you're such a tease.
Another lifts him upside down.
Hello, hello. Archimedes Q. Potter at your service. Ah! Quite a grip you've got. Oh, thank you, was that one of mine? Oh, this is wonderful, Mr. Clayton. Look, look, social grooming.
Congratulations, Professor. Our dream has come true.
With a menacing smile, Clayton draws an X on a map. An ape grabs it.
Give me that!
Stop that! Stop! Hold on now! Leave that! That is not to be played with!
Nearby, the babies play with Jane's long hair, then wrestle with Tarzan. Can you teach me?
Speak gorilla?
Yes.
Good heavens! What did I say?
That Jane stays with Tarzan.
Stay? But I thought we'd already... Tarzan...
Turk and Tantor barrel over.
Ow!
Is that my dress?
Oh, no.
Kerchief.
Daddy.
Give it to me!
Clayton grabs his shotgun away from a gorilla. Kerchak attacks Clayton.
No!
Tarzan tackles Kerchak and they struggle. Kerchak flings him off and charges Clayton. Tarzan leaps onto Kerchak's back and locks his arms around the ape's neck. The powerful gorilla fights to throw the man off his back. Tarzan fights to hold on.
Go!
Wait! Tarzan!
Go now!
Jane, quickly! Hurry! Hold on!
The professor pulls his daughter away and Clayton follows. Tarzan breaks his hold on Kerchak. Up in the trees, gorillas gape at Tarzan. Kala sadly lowers her eyes.
Kerchak, I didn't... I'm sorry,
I asked you to protect our family. And you betrayed us all.
Tarzan gazes in horror at his own hands, then backs up and runs. Later, as the setting sun casts a pink glow on distant clouds, Tarzan sits alone on a tree branch. Kala comes up behind him.
I'm so confused.
Come with me. There's something I should have shown you long ago.
Nighttime at the abandoned treehouse. At the threshold of the open door, Kala stands with Tarzan. She fixes her concerned eyes on her son as he steps cautiously inside. Blue moonlight seeps through a broken window with a splintered wooden frame and tattered curtains. Vines loop from the ceiling and plants grow through the floorboards. Tarzan looks around. Behind an overturned sea chest, he finds a blue baby blanket. He lifts it with a puzzled expression on his face. He rubs the soft cloth between his fingers. His brow furrows. Tarzan stands, scanning the dim room. He draws up his foot as it touches something on the floor. Squatting down, he takes a closer look. An oval wooden frame holds a piece of glass. Ghostly images peer through the dust. Tarzan rubs the dust away with his knuckles. In a photograph, a man with a handlebar mustache stands beside a long-haired woman. She holds a wide-eyed, smiling baby. Tarzan stares at the child.
Is this me?
Kala draws a deep breath as she slowly nods.
And this is my father. And mine.
Now you know. Tarzan, I just want you to be happy, whatever you decide.
Kala turns and lumbers out of the treehouse, leaving Tarzan alone. He studies the picture of his family. Outside on the porch, Kala sits with her shoulders slumped. Her eyes widen and she turns to see Tarzan walking toward her, fully clothed. He straightens a jacket over his white shirt and vest. Kala looks away. Tarzan wipes a tear running down her cheek, then takes her head in his hands.
No matter where I go, you will always be my mother.
And you will always be in my heart.
He hugs her. Tarzan walks off into the night with a long look back at his mother. She gazes sadly after him.
Goodbye, Tarzan.
Daytime. On a beach, Tarzan hurries to board a rowboat with Jane, her father, and Clayton. As the boat shoves off toward a ship anchored offshore, Tantor gallops to the water's edge with Turk on his back.
Tarzan!
We're too late! I can't believe it! If you'd have pulled over and asked for directions...
We didn't get to say goodbye.
Yeah, well, good riddance, or I don't need you, huh? Go on, get out of here, Bubba, you... You ingrate, you bald ingrate, go out and rot for all I care, go!
She throws rocks.
What are you looking at?
I'm gonna miss him too.
Turk swats him and leaves. At the ship.
Oh, Tarzan, you can't imagine what's in store for you. You're going to see the world, and everyone's going to want to meet you. Kings and scientists and famous writers.
Yes, Darwin and Kipling, Queen Victoria.
And I haven't met her, but I heard she's awfully nice.
And I'll be with Jane.
Yes, with Jane. slippery.
Tarzan helps her climb up a ladder to the ship's deck. Wearing a suit and tie, he looks back at the mountains rising above lush green jungle. Tarzan scales the ladder to the ship's deck. Burly pirates with menacing grins move toward him.
Tarzan!
As pirates carry off Jane and her father, Tarzan scampers up a tall mast. The pirates give chase.
Jane!
A pirate pulls on Tarzan's leg. Tarzan boots him in the chin, then leaps to a smokestack. His feet scramble for a toehold against the smooth metal as his hands lose their grip. He falls. Two pirates grab Tarzan and they struggle. Clayton fires a warning shot.
What's going on here?
Clayton! Clayton, help!
Have we met?
He pokes the shotgun barrel under Tarzan's chin.
Ah, yes, the ape man.
Clayton, you...
Clayton socks him in the belly.
Sorry about the rude welcome, old boy, but I couldn't have you making a scene when we put your furry friends in their cages.
Why?
Why? For £300 sterling a head. Actually, I have you to thank, my boy. Couldn't have done it without you. Lock him up with the others.
In the jungle.
That sounded like Tarzan. He sounded like he was in trouble.
Yeah, well, why doesn't he get his new friends to help him? I don't care.
That's it! I've had it with you and your emotional constipation! Tarzan needs us, and we're gonna help him! You got that? Now pipe down and hang on tight!
We've got a boat to catch.
With Turk on his head, Tantor leaps off a cliff into the sea.
I've never felt so alive!
Good! Because I'm gonna kill you!
No time for that now, Missy.
Tantor dives and swims underneath a small boat carrying Clayton toward shore. In the ship's hold, Tarzan flings himself against the metal walls again and again. Jane and the other prisoners watch wide-eyed.
Tarzan, it's no use! Don't!
Jane goes to him and he bares his teeth.
Clayton.
Yes, Clayton. Clayton betrayed us all. I'm so sorry, Tarzan.
No, I did this. I betrayed my family. Kerchak was right.
Oh, those magnificent creatures, shivering in cages. What is this world coming to?
Professor Porter hits a wall. The ship lists.
Oh! Oh, by Jove. Don't know my own strength.
The ship lists the other way as Tantor climbs aboard.
Oh! What was that?
Oh, you are an animal!
Tantor's foot breaks through the deck.
That sounded just like an elephant.
Tantor!
Tantor lifts Tarzan through the hole and onto the deck. Turk hugs
see
him.
See you again!
Sometimes you embarrass me.
Tarzan dives off the ship. Nighttime, in the dark, misty jungle, Kerchak patrols, his watchful eyes darting from side to side. He spots Kala alone under a tree, sitting with hunched shoulders. Suddenly, flares explode in the sky, casting an eerie red glow on the family's nest. Pirates charge the nest, swinging machetes. Kerchak rushes the attackers. A rope net brings him down. Up in the trees, Tarzan surfs down branches, tearing off his clothes. Back at the nest, pirates catch a baby gorilla, then trap three adults. Meanwhile, Tarzan hops over elephants' heads. As Tarzan races through the jungle, monkeys follow his lead. Pirates rip a mother gorilla away from her baby and lock her in a cage. Kerchak busts loose. He charges. A pirate whips him, then traps him in another net. Clayton points his gun at him.
I remember you.
I think this one will be better off stuffed.
Tarzan swings in on a vine and kicks Clayton. A herd of animals chases the pirates. Tantor bursts through the underbrush and Clayton dives out of the way. Tarzan cuts away the net, binding Kerchak.
You came back. I came home.
Kerchak swats an attacker as Turk chases a couple of terrified pirates into a cage. A bearded man corners her with a spear. Tantor tosses him into the cage. Tarzan releases more gorillas caught in nets.
You there! Take what you can back to the boat!
Two pirates carry the mother gorilla away in a cage.
I've got some hunting to do.
Jane spots the caged gorilla. She grabs a vine, swings in, and kicks a fat-bellied pirate. The other pirate reaches for her. In a tree, the baby monkey points Jane's parasol like a sword. Dozens of monkeys tear after the pirate. The baby plants a kiss on Jane's cheek. She rushes over to the caged gorilla.
Don't worry. I'm going to have you out of this in a second.
As a pirate sneaks up on Jane, Tarzan pounces. He catches a wrench.
This should do the trick.
They pry open the cage door. The mother gorilla climbs out. Tarzan's hit. Clayton reloads. Kerchak attacks. Kerchak goes down. As Tarzan runs for cover, Jane grabs at Clayton's shotgun.
Hiding, are we?
He knocks her down.
Clayton, you...
I can use a challenge, because after I get rid of you, rounding up your little ape family will be all too easy!
Tarzan's wounded arm bleeds as he climbs up a vine using his good arm. Clayton follows. Lightning flashes as he scans the branches overhead. Tarzan jumps down, knocking them both to a branch below. The gun falls. Clayton lands a punch, then Tarzan kicks the hunter to another branch. Clayton spots the gun and reaches for it. Tarzan pulls him away, then grabs the shotgun and aims it at Clayton.
Go ahead, shoot me. Be a man.
Tarzan imitates the sound of a shotgun.
Not a man like you!
Tarzan smashes the shotgun to pieces. Clayton attacks with a machete. Tarzan falls into a tangle of vines. Clayton hacks at them. Tarzan lassos Clayton's wrist with a vine, then his foot. Tarzan pulls down vines all around his foe like a net. Clayton slashes at the vines. One vine loops around Clayton's neck.
Clayton! Clayton, don't!
Clayton cuts away all the vines around both of them, except one. He falls. Lightning flashes reveal the dark silhouette of Clayton hanging. On the ground, Tarzan gazes up in horror at Clayton's body. Jane places a comforting hand on Tarzan's shoulder. Nearby, the gorilla family gathers around Kerchak, who lies on the ground. Rain falls as Tarzan creeps on all fours toward the fallen leader. Kala gazes sadly at Tarzan. He touches her tenderly under the chin, then leans over Kerchak. The leader's muscular chest rises and falls with each labored breath. Kerchak looks weakly at Tarzan.
Tarzan. Kerchak. Forgive me.
No. Forgive me for not understanding that you have always been one of us. Our family will look to you now.
No, Kerchak.
Take care of them. My son.
Kerchak rests his hand gently on his son's shoulder. Tarzan covers it with his own strong hand.
Take care.
Kerchak's eyes close as his hand drops. Tarzan gazes sadly at his father. Raindrops fall as he wraps his muscular arms around the huge gorilla and hugs him tightly. Members of the gorilla family bow their heads. Jane and her father pull close to each other. Tarzan lays his father's body on the ground and touches him gently under the chin. He sits with his head bowed over his father's chest. Slowly, Tarzan turns to the gorilla family. They perk up as he gazes steadily at them. He glances one more time at his father, then plants himself firmly on his knuckles. Stretching up his muscular chest, he raises his head. The members of the gorilla family smile. Tarzan stands up on his hind legs and beats his chest. On all fours, Tarzan stalks off into the jungle. The gorilla family follows. Jane's father takes a few steps, but Jane holds him back. Daytime. The sun shines down on a sandy beach as Tarzan walks with Jane toward a rowboat.
London will seem so small compared to all this.
I will miss you, Jane.
Miss Porter!
I'm coming. Well, I suppose we should say goodbye.
Jane extends her hand. A breeze ruffles Tarzan's hair as he reaches toward her. His strong, tanned hand flattens against hers. Their fingers fan as they press their palms together.
Goodbye.
Jane fights back tears. Later in the rowboat, Jane stares out to sea as her father waves to Tarzan.
Goodbye, Tarzan! Goodbye!
Oh, I'm going to miss that boy.
Jane sadly strokes the palm of her hand, then pulls a white glove over it. Her father takes her hand in his.
Jane, dear, I can't help feeling that you should stay.
Daddy, please don't. We've been through all of this. I couldn't possibly I belong in England, and with you, with people, and...
Jane's other glove blows away. Unsure, Tarzan picks it up.
But you love him.
Jane gazes longingly at Tarzan, then turns to face her father.
Go on.
Grinning, Jane hugs her father. He touches her under the chin. Jane dives off the boat. Near shore, she throws herself into Tarzan's arms, knocking him over. She plants a big kiss on him. His eyes widen. She pulls back and smiles sheepishly.
Thank you. Thanks for getting my glove.
Tarzan gently cups her face in his hands. He draws her toward him and kisses her. On shore, Tantor, Turk, and the whole gorilla family watch. On the boat, Professor Porter watches his daughter and Tarzan walk hand in hand.
What am I doing? Captain, tell them that you never found us, eh? After all, people get lost in the jungle every day. Well, toodle-pip.
Professor Porter jumps into the water. On shore, Kala takes Jane's slender hand. Smiling, she leads Jane to the group. Tarzan stands by Jane's side as she greets her new family.
Put your faith in what you say. Two worlds, one family.
Now Jane and Tarzan surf tree branches as the professor swings on vines. Credits roll over a jungle scene.
Come stop your crying, it will be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For I'm so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day, what they can't explain. Well, I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore.
Directed by Kevin Lima and Chris Buck. Produced by Bonnie Arnold. Based on the story Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Screenplay by Tab Murphy and Bob Zoetiker and Noni White. Songs by Phil Collins. Score composed by Mark Mancina. Associate producer Christopher Chase. Art director Daniel St. Pierre. Edited by Gregory Perler. Associate art director Dan Cooper. Story Brian Pimentel. Layout Jean-Christophe Poulin. Backgrounds, Doug Ball. Cleanup, Marshall Lee Toomey. Visual effects, Peter Dumon. Computer graphics, Eric Daniels. Production manager, Jean-Luc Florinda. Casting by Ruth Lambert. Voices, Tarzan, Tony Goldwyn. Jane, Minnie Driver. Kala, Glenn Close. Young and Baby Tarzan, Alex D. Linz. Turk, Rosie O'Donnell. Clayton, Ryan Blessed. Porter, Nigel Hawthorne. Kerchak, Lance Henriksen. Tantor, Wayne Knight. Copyright 1999, Edgar Rice Burroughs Incorporated and Disney Enterprises Incorporated. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. This film has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service WGBH Boston. Described by Jan Stankus, read by Chloe Lehman. Major funding provided by the U.S. Department of Education. For more about DVS, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203. Or visit our website at wgbh.org/dvs. Let fate decide to guide these lives we see. Now, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the outline of a castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures.
Make this hit Disney soundtrack a part of your collection. Available wherever music is sold from Walt Disney Records.
Now a music video, Strangers Like Me radio mix. We see Phil Collins performing in a jungle, interspersed with film clips from Tarzan. Young Tarzan's hands touch Kala's. Flash of light, Phil Collins appears in a real rainforest. Young men and women of different races appear and disappear in flashes around him. A city appears briefly.
Some other world far away.
Now three versions of Phil Collins appear. One in a black suit sings. The other two in t-shirts play guitar and drums. Tarzan and Jane swing on a vine. Couples touching palms glow. Atop a seaside mountain, we rotate around Phil Collins. Light flashes as men and women of all ages and races appear and disappear. Tarzan swings from a vine and lands on a tree branch. Crouching, he looks back at us with a menacing stare. Strangers Like Me radio mix. Phil Collins, Walt Disney Records.
Now, hit it!
Trash in the Camp, featuring Phil Collins and NSYNC.
Well, we were looking for a way to do Trash in the Camp for my version, if you like, as opposed to the film version.
Phil Collins sits in a music studio.
We had different thoughts about different people to use.
In a recording studio, the five-member boy band NSYNC sings at microphones. Phil Collins adjusts an audio board's controls. One singer speaks.
The song is a real scatty, very street group kind of oriented thing, and, you know, we do harmonies all the time, and I guess he said, wait a minute, these guys are half bad, so he gave us a call. And of course, when somebody says, you can work with Phil Collins, you go, yeah.
Honestly, I think when we heard the track, we knew what he wanted to go for, which is that 50s doo-wop, but on the funky side, you know, maybe a little more jazzy with the scat. I think when we first heard it, we all clicked with it and knew what Phil wanted to do.
In a Tarzan clip, Tantor and Turk dance.
All of us were just like, okay, well, we could do it this way, we could do it that way. It was just an open book. It worked out well.
It's like an extra member. We had six members today, and it was really cool because, you know, we just got, you know, thrown in, you know, to this room, and what came out, came out.
Now, footage of NSYNC and Phil Collins is interspersed with clips from Tarzan. As Tantor, Turk, and a few gorillas dance around the camp, the NSYNC guys clap their hands. Now, a gorilla bangs silverware on a chemist's speakers and tubes. As the guys bounce to the rhythm, Turk wraps spoons on a tea set, then does cartwheels with buckets on her hands and feet.
We're done, y'all.
Titles appear. Trash in the Camp, Phil Collins and NSYNC, from the Walt Disney Records soundtrack, Tarzan.